AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I'll be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
I'm ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you from Revolt Studios in the ATL is DJ Scream. Big Bang is here. Baby Jade is here. Shy Jones in, and sitting in today is Rich Homie Monte. And this is Big Facts Friday. We back. Oh, the shots. Y'all have started the shots before we even had the introduction. What's up with everybody? How everybody feeling today?
Woo!
Can't complain. It's a beautiful day.
Word of the day is Winergy.
Winergy?
Oh, big shout out to my man Corey Jacobs.
Shout out to Corey Jacobs.
And this motherfucker.
Gotta have Winergy.
Living an extravagant life of the life.
Man, that nigga is that nigga living the life after death. Oh, God. Like, for real. Shout out to Corey, man. He's a real live motivation.
Big shouts out to the homie. Let's get to it.
Come on.
All right, so the word of the day that we're building on.
That nigga just skipped right over that shit, ain't
he? Take a shot.
Scream, it's shot o'clock. You ate, bro. You ain't got no excuse.
You trying to blame it on Ramadan. We ain't Ramadan.
That shit crazy, man. That shit Easter.
We ain't doing it today.
I think.
Let's get to the word. Let's build. If y'all blow me, though, I might just take a shot. Sometimes y'all blow me.
If we blow you.
In a good way.
What?
Not, like, come on, stop.
Man, I need a shot because waiting on y'all, man. Y'all done broke my soul.
So goddamn. Okay, so the word of the day is unfathomable. And the textbook definition of unfathomable is incapable. I think I left my rice on my car.
Well, it's your rice. You just ate rice.
Damn, you flew it over here.
My bad. This nigga ate rice too, bro.
Oh, blame it on bank. What's the definition?
So the textbook definition is incapable of being fully explored or understood, impossible to understand. And the urban definition is something impossible to measure or something impossible to understand because of being very mysterious or complicated.
Basically the same thing. So what are some things that
let's discuss
unfathomable?
Fat.
What are some of the things that are unfathomable?
Some things that are unfathomable are how people make kids but don't take care of them.
Yeah.
That's a hard one. Yeah, I never fully understand.
I never understand.
That's a good one.
That's a
great one. I think women are unfathomable to men and men are unfathomable to women.
That's
a big
one. I think so.
Please explain that.
Never completely understand
like, each other.
Yeah, because we don't unfabulous on y'all either. We don't unfabulous.
Yeah, like.
We can't fathom.
Dude can say, unless he's a doctor, can say he just fully understand women?
You said a doctor?
Unless he's a, you know, psychologist.
Oh, psychologist? Yeah, they still don't
get it. I
don't
think he can.
Yeah, they just trying.
But you know what kind of man could possibly understand
that's a woman? That's not a man, Jay.
Okay.
Oh, what you about to say?
Nothing.
The other side?
Yeah, don't even say
it. Oh, that ain't a man.
Twin said, man. Don't let it get in.
look at screen. I thought you weren't screaming.
I got a point in my life. I'm trying to understand women.
Somebody need it.
I'm trying to so I can better get along and relationships and stuff like that.
Not gonna happen.
And it don't happen. Yeah, every time I think I'm closer,
he's
it's
not
like,
meant to.
Damn, they throw a curveball.
We're not meant to completely understand a woman.
But is that the attraction? Like you're attracted to a woman because it's a mystery?
Yeah.
Like, how you think like that?
A challenge.
Yeah, the challenge. Sure. Yeah, I love a challenge.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
I love
me
challenge.
Three.
Opposites attract.
Yeah, I think something else that's unfathomable to me is black people hating on each other and the jealousy. I just can't understand it for nothing.
Why you feel like that? Because you feel like it's enough for everybody?
It is enough for everybody, but I just can't understand like why we do the things to each other we do to each other. It just, long as I've been living, I just, as I get older, I'm trying to understand it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I feel you.
This shit just really like second nature.
It is, but why? If we talking about understanding, you feel me? Like, I can go back and talk about the biblical times.
Do you think it goes back to beyond slavery, or do you think it started with slavery?
No, it wasn't beyond slavery. We got to go on history. If we go on history, then we're going to get to talking about Jim Crow's and all that type of stuff. We're going to talk about putting your brother on the porch and, you know, putting you in the house
in the
and creating, you know what I'm saying, diversity within us. And then we know to live it 400 years later, we still doing the same thing right now. You know what I mean? So if I, like I say, I see it on my page, like the Willie Lynch syndrome, you know what I'm saying? Yep. I believe in that. I didn't live it, but I see it now. Facts. So it's like we left to believe that we was real peaceful people and we had none but love in our culture.
It goes back to, like, if we're going to talk about slavery and all that kind of shit, it goes back to them using those tactics to be able to divide and conquer us.
Facts. So it's still me and you today, so that's something that I just never understand. Because me, I come in peace and I love my people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you think it could change? Like, do you think that there could be a time and place where black people can coexist without hating on each other or doing the little crab in the bucket mentality to where we could all just bring each other up?
It's a reprogramming. Like, I think it could happen, but you got to reprogram a lot of people.
That shit
ain't
happening.
And that make you iffy like it
it's
could.
It's going to take too much.
It can't, but it'll take a lot.
Yeah,
because you can't reach everybody.
Yeah, and then, like, how would you start? Because you got to think about it. People and their upbringing and where they from and what they done seen and their experiences, they going to look at us like,
how
the fuck you going to tell me what to feel or how to be when I done seen this, or this nigga done did this to me?
Even the nigga who step out there to try to be the person to try to change it,
He's gonna get shot down.
Yes. He's gonna get shot down by his people, or he's gonna get shot down by the people who fear that.
That fear. Yeah, the chain. You know what I'm saying? Because it's inevitable to be who you are. You know what I'm saying? I know me personally, like I was programmed a certain way. Back. So even to believe and to think the way that I think now, I had to literally step outside the box and be able to be in front of people and get crucified. Like,
facts.
Because
that's just like how our parents had to go through Jim Crow. They had to get, you know, like hit by water hoses and like bitten by dogs. And you know what I'm saying? All of these traumatic things. And then like but you know, the younger generation makes light of it. Like it wasn't really a big deal, but they feel a way about that because they actually had to go through it, and it's they don't understand.
Shit. Niggas getting gunned down by the police. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
It's just a different
it's
way.
It's different now.
It's yeah,
different
yeah.
It's the same shit. The internet is the same shit as slavery.
Yeah. Mm. It is.
You can see it. Why you say that? Explain.
You can just see it now.
You're a slave to that shit. You can goddamn, you really don't even know what people's face look like no more in person. I was on the elevator this morning when I was leaving the house. Me and two other people on the elevator looking at our phone.
Yeah.
Like, we never looked at each other. Mm-hmm. Like, we slaves to that shit.
Yeah, literally.
When the last time
you got to pick that phone up? You can't go a day without that phone.
I just want a month.
Okay. You want a whole month without your phone?
Yeah, without, I'm somebody without the internet.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah,
other
yeah,
page, no nothing.
I'm gone like 4 days.
No fake page, no nothing.
I'm gone like 4 days.
I ain't gonna lie, I tried to do that. I was miserable as hell. I was all on Big Facts page looking at everybody else's page.
I don't be I miserable wait my without page it. I just back. Made a post about that the other day, how people be saying that they have to fast from social media. Like, I'm so focused on what I got going on, I don't got to fast from it. It's just recreational to me. So versus me turning on First 48 or watching sports, I might be like, and I don't do too much strolling. I'm always trying to figure out how I can reach somebody else. So I might get on there and be looking at video. Right now, I'm on the Instagram. I'm trying to make the money. You know what I'm saying? They paying us for reels. I'm trying to keep getting paid. They hit it, and that's they being a slave.
Me. They won't pay me, though.
Yeah,
they
gotta get a Facebook, though.
Another thing too is because just like they took my monetization for 90 days for some shit that wasn't even because somebody was making abusive comments
on my
post. Mm-hmm. I had nothing to do with it, but they took my monetization for 90 days.
That,
but
it's like
the way they be coming to him for his page is going to be difficult because they are like some bitches about it, like,
yeah,
for
they
no
be
reason.
Tripping now. Don't get me wrong now, because I get so many in fresh. I'm like, damn, I go on there and say, if I put in
a nigga or a bitch just like, reported me from 2011, they just sent me a video from 2011. I got 30 some thousand posts on my page. How the hell you even get that far down?
Yeah, they just trying to take the pages from me. That's all it really is.
That's crazy.
That is unfathomable.
Yeah,
whatever the
you almost had it.
Yeah,
you almost had it.
Okay, that's it. That is, I can't understand why black people can't get along, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, how you going to go living in this world to trust in niggas?
Mm-hmm.
If we say today, okay, peace amongst everybody, how we going to just start trusting niggas?
Yeah. How you gonna start trust somebody that you were programmed not to trust?
Yeah, how?
The same way 9 times out of 10, you unabashedly automatically trust these saltines.
Who?
Just like how you said, not you, but what I'm saying, just like how you said about how a nigga will take his car to a saltine before he'll take it to a nigga, and the nigga could probably do just as good work for a cheaper price.
But there's always something with these niggas, though, bro.
Oh, God.
There's always something, man.
I'm in that world.
Yeah, like, you a car person?
Yeah, I'm in that world, and I'll tell you like this, yo. With us, we lack communication. We lack understanding. Mm. Mm. We lack the ability to be honest.
Mm. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? and a nigga take your car knowing this your prior possession.
And let a nigga steal it.
He gonna steal it.
No, that's what I'm saying, but yeah, he's like...
He gonna be like...
He'll like fuck up some shit on purpose.
But he'll say...
My cameras were down.
Yeah, it just be all type of bullshit with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I started doing what I do now, you feel me? Because I came from a background of car dudes that was honest.
Right.
You feel me? What I see on both sides, because I'm invested in some other sides and I got this going on. The difference be communication, man. If I keep communicating with black, hey, man, I got you here. It's going to be a week on this. But shit, in a week come up, if I call you and say, hey, man, I had this and that going on, man, that week going to turn into two. We don't do that. You going to pop up in a week and a nigga going to spin you. He ain't going to pick up the phone. He going to get the tripping like you wrong.
Shit,
nigga,
halfway done. Red Brooklyn, come on, get your shit then.
Yeah, come on, get it. And don't want to give you that paper because truth be told, he needed that paper for an emergency. Mm-hmm. Or he robbed Peter to pay Paul. He done spent all the paper. That's the difference in the two sides.
He's trying to wait on another nigga to
pay come make
your
another
shit.
Payment so he can get your part because he just, you know what I'm saying? We don't run business good, bro. We just don't run business good at times. Not all of us.
Not all, but most.
Most.
Yeah.
So you scarred.
Yeah, you super scarred.
You scarred.
It's part of the mentality. Remember the old Big Fast when I said one of the phrases you always hear if you just keep your ears open is, man, fuck that nigga. You hear that shit everywhere.
Are you going to hear man, that fuck where you that going?
Nigga. We all guilty too, just because.
Yo, I don't give a damn what you're doing. You're going to hear that.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to hear that shit from Big Fat. You're going to hear that shit from everybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Why that boy Scream Jay goddamn got a bit from up, man. Fuck
that
man.
Nigga. That's what I'm saying. That's like, the poison right there. If you can get that out of...
the most positive thing ever.
Jay, you guilty too. We all guilty. I'm guilty. We all guilty.
I'm guilty of what?
Man, fuck that nigga. I've heard all of y'all say it at one point.
Yeah, I'm guilty to a certain
point. Yeah. Fuck all of y'all.
Not on no hating shit. It's just embedded.
It's like a reflex.
What is hating shit, though?
You know what hating
shit is. When you trying to pull down and not... like.
Hating shit is when...
But they don't remix what hating is, too. Yeah, opinion
hate,
these days is hate.
It's hate.
For sure.
No, that's why I want to know what it is. Yeah. Hate is really, to me, hate is when you are literally, you know somebody is doing something good, and you just trying to convince everybody else around you that it's some bullshit.
But what if I know you're a hate fuck nigga, though?
But it could be just your experience hate, with me could be fuck hate, nigga. That is really like, hate is really some shit where you have... no reason to dislike this person. You have no reason to not like what they're doing because they're doing everything right. But you feel a way about it for whatever personal reasons you have, because either you wanted to do it and you can't do it. Either they're getting some kind of attention that you wanted that you can't get. Whatever the reason is, it has absolutely nothing to do with what's going on or their ability to be able to do whatever sad thing
like
is going on.
I feel like only way you can hate on me personally if you lie on me. Me personally.
Yeah, see, that's
you got
like
an opinion.
Jealousy.
That's just your opinion, King. Mm. If you tell a lie,
you hate.
What are you trying to get somewhere in somebody's blood? That's hate.
What you mean?
Like if you got a move going and then somebody say, nah, don't do that with him because blah, 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 that's hate.
Shit, both of them nigga hate. How you gonna listen to another nigga about not doing
it? True, it's still hate,
nigga,
though.
You don't even both know me.
Yeah, it's still hate, though. Yeah, it's still saying, what you were saying. That's a way you can be hated on.
Is cliche, like, I'm a person that I talk about hate and jealousy a lot. Because it go back to the word. I don't understand it. You feel me? But it's like jealousy. That's more jealousy. What you saying? You know what I'm saying?
But
you
see,
mad at me because you couldn't
like,
do this and
I feel
that.
Like
that's
hate.
Jealousy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like jealousy is more leaning towards envy towards like the people that are close to you and that know you for real. I feel like hate can also come from people that are close to you, but hate more so comes from people that don't know you and that just know of you and that are... jealous of what you're doing.
I think we even misuse the word envy, though. Because envy, an envious person is somebody that just wants what you got. Like you got to watch envy in a sense to where it's like a person that envy you, it could be me watching Bank do movies, y'all getting big facts, I got a podcast, and I come to him one day and I be like, hey, Bank, boy, I look up to you. You know what I'm saying?
So you say you think envy could be good?
Envy can be good.
Hell nah.
Like, yeah, you got to look at it. Look up the real definition
I feel
of
like
it.
Envy is just like...
Envy can't be
envy,
good.
No, look up the definition. Envy graduates into some other shit. Envy, the same way how, like, if you smoke a lot of weed, you turn into a crackhead.
Yeah.
If you're envious and you keep being envious or whatever, you're eventually either going to want to harm
look
the person
the
that you're envious of.
So that's what
or
I was about
to
say.
Do something
envy
like
turns,
terrible.
Envy turns into jealousy, then it turns into hate. Because me as that person that looks up the Bank, like I look up the Bank, long as Bank feed me knowledge, we good. You get what I'm saying? We good. So if he continue to just feed me knowledge, he pass away or something, I never turned that
but
into nothing.
But what you're talking
else.
About is not envy. What you're talking about is admiration.
Yeah, no, the admiration is just the ability to want to keep going. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But envy, when you look up the real definition of envy.
Oh, yeah, it's a resentful desire of
resentful.
Of something possessed by another.
That's the verb, right?
That's the noun.
That's the noun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Envious is the verb.
Envy. That's why I just looked up.
Yeah, so it's like to be...
the verb.
But the resentful part is
yeah,
what
the resentful
makes it
is make it where it's a little bit... It's negative. Yeah, like when you say you resent.
If you take the resentful part off, though, in that admiration, that's what I'm saying.
I just feel like envy, jealousy, hate, they're just in the same family.
Oh, they all are.
They all in the
definitely
same family.
The same.
They're cousins.
They're related. They're cousins.
That shit is unfathomable.
But I think that some people can envy you and still love you.
And love you. Yeah.
Yeah, I know some people that like
right.
literally can love you but still envy what you got going on.
I go through that.
And it like really
but how
you
that,
have relationships
how
that's like that.
That's possible.
That's possible. You have relationships where your partner is envious.
Because every nigga that feel like they envy me and hate me, they really love
you.
Oh, God.
I swear to God, they love
you.
I know they
put that much attention into you.
I know they love me.
I think envy,
like,
to even put that much attention into it, you gotta have
exactly
love. You care too much.
That's why I was saying a couple episodes ago.
Basically, envy is a misplaced emotion.
Yes,
you can put that there. Yeah, you can put that there.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I can go for that.
Yeah.
Because most motherfuckers, because it takes emotions to even hate a nigga.
Exactly. But somebody could be very envious of you, but still have your back. Like, still make sure no harm coming against you.
They
can envy you, but they would still protect you from nobody, from everybody else, or all the other bullshit.
That's true.
They just envious what you got. Because
they
want to
be what you is, but I can't.
But I ain't gonna let nobody around you fuck you up.
Exactly.
Because I just, I need to look at it.
So get what, I'm gonna protect you throughout.
So what are we talking about? Like some single white female type shit?
No, that's
just people and period. What?
That's a lot of people.
Drink. No, y'all saying people. No, listen, hear me out. Y'all are saying that people can envy you to the point and still love you and want to fuck people up and not let anybody around
you.
You
just sat there and told me, you know who I'm talking about. It's a female that fucks with you. You know she fuck with you. But for some reason, she throw the energy off every time. That's envy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she do love.
She want to be in your spot. She love you to death.
She won't let nobody. She
don't make an excuse to
she
us.
She don't let nobody step on you.
But it's like, I love you. Why you treat me like that? You really envy me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't.
You really want to be me.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know how you quit when, like, you pop your shit.
What the fuck wrong with her?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, she loved me, but
it's just weird.
She want to be in my space.
Yeah, it's weird. She'll be probably first to swing on somebody else for you.
Yeah.
Or be a part of that.
Yeah, but I want to be in your space.
But I want to be you. I want to be where you are.
I
want to
be you.
Okay.
I want to do what you're doing. You feel me? Anytime you have her close to what you're doing,
that's a
sucker
ass trait to have, though.
It fucked
that's some
up.
Pussy shit. Like,
that's some real hoe ass shit.
That was my son told me. He was like, man, Big, see, the difference between you never had an idol.
Yeah.
That's why you don't understand certain shit. Like, I get a lot of my shit from my kids, because they tell me, like, you ain't never looked up to nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Never in your life, you ain't never had nobody that you looked at like, damn.
My grandma.
Your grandma.
Because she was the strongest person in the world. That's a female, so I can't envy her.
Up into a certain age, my grandmama was that person. My grandma, I looked at my mama, but I had a certain, like, jealousy toward, like, damn, my mama be doing this and she be doing that. But when I got older, then I was able to back up and be like, damn, I was on some bullshit.
I get inspiration and motivation from different people.
Yeah, you know, but you ain't never looked.
But I ain't never looked like, damn, that nigga's a god. Never.
I ain't never had no god either.
Never, ever in my life. I know that's...
Yeah, and that make it hard. Like, that make it hard for me now, because I got little cousins, my brother, you know, I got family. And what I'm doing, y'all know, the world we in, they look up to shit. Like, oh, that nigga doing this and that? And I be like, I can't do that with nobody.
Really?
I can't do it.
Everything I look at, like, I guess I look at a lot of shit like, man, this shit ain't shit. Like, nigga be like, bro, what you on? Trying to figure this shit out. Because I am. Yeah. He be like, bro, you got to figure out. No, fuck.
No, I don't. I'm still trying to go heal.
It's unfathomable. You can't. You know what I'm saying? You can't figure it out. You figure certain things out along
the way. As fantabulous as it may seem.
Unfathomable.
They say they need answers. About what? Will I get big fat? Big fat, big fat.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun,
and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But do y'all feel like, you know, all of that comes from social media? Because when we were growing up, we didn't have, like, right then, you couldn't just pick up your phone and see what a nigga is saying or what bank doing and all that.
You got that magazine once a month for some.
But it's just a magazine from an article. What I'm saying is now,
it was just on a smaller scale than y'all.
Yes, but now.
You come to school, now it's shoes and shit.
You had TV.
Now it's shoes and clothes and shit.
But back then, you wanted to see the new shoes, you had to look at the eBay book and all that.
No, I'm talking about coming to school, a nigga who popping it.
Yeah,
you know that he got on the, he got this stuff on.
That nigga got it on.
Right, but what I'm saying is now, like, the conversation you guys were talking about was looking up to people.
Yeah.
Like, back then when we were growing up, you had look up to movie stars or shit you see in magazines and all that.
Yeah.
Right now, the kids nowadays got that your phone.
Too, you had that shit on. That nigga got all the new Jordans.
Mm-hmm. But you don't really look up to somebody that's your kid. I'm talking
about Dior to the boys. You looking up to the goddamn nigga who played basketball, dunking.
I wouldn't have made it.
You want to be an athlete.
The athletes.
Right, but I'm saying, like,
social media,
what I'm saying, it magnifies it.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, because now you can see what bank eating, you can see what he's where he's shopping at, you can see what his wife look like, what their house look like,
and
just
then,
from being
what?
On the social media.
You can put on
now.
With it too. Social media just made it to where everybody can look a certain type of way.
Granted.
You feel me? So you got a motherfucker now, they can go in the flea market and buy all the fake kicks and go online and be popping. You feel me? You got this dude over here that's looking up to him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I get social media just made it to where everybody can see it like they popping. Everybody celebrities. You know what I'm saying? You can go on them motherfucker and do what you got to do. And I'm talking about be sleeping on the blow-up mattress. We talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. You be sleeping on the blow-up mattress, walking, taking an Uber, but you got that shit on. You feel
as long as don't nobody see you, you the king of the world.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Social media, it fucked up a lot of people.
But then when a nigga see you on the bus.
It always gonna be Mr. Bus out, man. Somebody gonna bust your ass out.
Yeah, they gonna bust you out, but get what? These folks over here gonna look at you like, man, that nigga bang hating. Back to that.
Yeah.
You feel me? You really seen Buddy J get out of the mall, Buddy. You feel me? You really just seen it.
Though. That's
Facts.
That's
facts.
That's why you're in the world. This is a $3,000 coat, and he sit here like, girl, no, that ain't. I was with you in Macy's when you got it.
That nigga hating right here.
He hating as fuck.
That shouldn't be hating.
He hating. Why would you tell everybody my jacket ain't green?
But what if she can sell it for $2,500?
Yeah. Exactly. You hating.
Yo, they're hating.
But what I'm saying, I'm in emotion.
You hating on her scam.
On her scam.
So if you kicking it like your jewelry reel and all that shit, and somebody busts you out, that's
man, I'm busting a nigga out. I'm a big hater.
Watch Buster was a
hater. Yeah, I'm a big hater.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. They were big haters.
I looked at it like Fake Watch Buster was an expert observer.
But I'm saying they're telling the truth, right?
But you know, clearly, I feel like you hating on yourself because you're trying to goddamn fake it till you make it. But look at how many people got busted on there. You were here, don't say. Man, no motherfucker hating.
Okay, all right, that's just like this. I just seen a clip where Turk said Birdman them had the Genevas on.
Yeah.
If a nigga would have said it back then, what would have happened?
They would have...
If a nigga would have said it back then, and it would have stopped their motion, what that would have been?
Yeah, nigga would have been hating.
Hey, okay. I bet you these niggas ain't got on no Geneva now.
Yeah, they ain't got
on. So that shit worked?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fake it till you make it.
They faked it till they made it.
But didn't they rap about that sometime?
What?
Somebody had a funny Geneva watch with a Ferrari kit. Cash Money had you thinking that them was all cars. They was booming out here. Shout out to them been popping it.
But they been having money though.
Yeah, they could have really, when they had. The truth is hating.
Yes, bro.
In 2022,
if somebody saw whack as fuck, and everybody think it's whack as fuck, and it never go nowhere.
But it never go nowhere ever. Man, you the hater, man.
It didn't go because you said.
Hey, I used to do a little thing on my page the way I would get on there and I'd be like, you know what? Let me find a way to give back.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get these dudes. Hey, y'all, I put it in my shit. Email me your song. I'm going to play it tonight on here. Bro might get on here. You know, I know a lot of they'll get on there. I might have 1,000 people on the line. Man, I had a dude on there one time. I tell him, hey, bro, it's a new era. I can't tell you you ain't going to make it, but I'm going to tell you this ain't it. Oh, but I was hating like a motherfucker. Buddy went to tell me he gonna kill me.
When I was at the shit show
and I throw my shit.
Oh, I throw it all the time. Y'all know
we are all haters.
It's haters. They throw shit at you. That's my opinion.
No, but y'all,
y'all know when I'm in that motherfucker.
You went out there. I'm not saying that I agree that it's hate, but I'm saying it's labeled as hate.
You went there to be judged.
Label,
bruh.
You went to be judged.
You went there to be judged. But if a nigga throws some shit at you before you even get the mic in your hand, that's hate.
That part is hate. Yes.
I'm gonna tell you
that part of the shit.
We got a tough
even on our podcast on Big Facts, First Class.
Yeah.
Certain shit I let people get by with because if you don't let them get by, it's gonna be hate.
So what that's what that is, though?
Do you do that?
No, you're right.
I don't.
Scream, you a hater, bro. You a hater, bro. You a hater, bro. I heard that. Damn.
You lying.
You lying. But see, look, that's my problem. That's my problem. Today, that's my problem. I'm known for being like, Scream.
I grown into the person I am right now.
But what I'm saying
is, I'm trying to do that.
I would tell a nigga.
You lying, boy. Why you know that ain't
me? If you don't do somebody mixtape, they gonna be like, fuck Scream, he a hater. He ain't fucking with my mixtape.
I live in my truth. I can look in the mirror.
I don't fuck with it.
But you gotta think about it too, though. That shit go both ways because you some shit you could think whack can blow up.
Can blow
shit,
up.
I've been hating on this shit before. Like, that shit whack shit garbage.
It go crazy.
I said shit go through the roof.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
Real life.
But that's
even Skinny Pan. When Skinny Pan first came out, I was like, man, what the fuck they done started?
Now we can't get you out of them.
Now you, that's all they sell.
Yeah. Where you gonna buy some bands at?
You ain't buying no whole Jabos and nothing like that. Yeah,
you can't find them.
Where you gonna find them?
No wide leg.
Levi's Skinny.
Oh, God. Yeah. They skinny as a bitch, too. They super skinny.
You gotta get them an extra size.
So where you get them wide leg from?
Hollister.
Oh.
The Caucasian store still got the good stuff.
Oh, she say the good stuff.
I'm trying to see, goddamn, man, it's unfathomable.
So maybe that's what I say, hate is unfathomable.
Yeah, it's
unfathomable.
You can't.
You gonna always hate on somebody.
Low key. Don't
call it hate. Hate no, is I'm like saying, disgust, though.
That's
like,
just like people ooh, always want to hate
this shit.
Bro,
I hate it.
A nigga with too much of an opinion on another nigga is
it's a hater.
Hater.
For sure. But yeah.
what if
you're asked your opinion?
If you give too much of it, is you still hate
it? But depending on who you did, ask my opinion.
No, depending on who you did. I'm gonna
volunteer your opinion.
Yeah,
no, I said volunteer for sure. You hate it. Ain't nobody asked you.
In this day and time.
But if you put a picture up on Instagram or some shit up on Instagram, you're asking to be judged.
Definitely.
You're asking to be judged.
So, okay, if you put a picture on Instagram and you don't like it, that's cool. But if you put a picture on Instagram and you comment, man, this some bullshit, you a
no,
hater.
No, somebody
you
can say,
you a hater
banker,
at that
point. Banker put the shoes on Instagram, like, he's fine. And everybody put in flame emojis. And one person don't like it, that's their opinion.
No, that's the hater,
because
then nobody tell you to come comment on that shit. You could have just...
You're going to get the most attention. All them folks showing you that love, you ain't going to say shit to them. You're going to say something to the hater.
You're going to say something to the hater. To the hater.
You're going to be like, man, what you got going on, buddy?
Hey, hate man, ass nigga.
Man, what's up with you,
that's
Paul? These folks
yeah,
that really
what
made
saying
you.
Saying is true, but it's
but get what? No, that one nigga that said, boy, that ain't it. He might really, that really might not be it for
it
real.
It might just be
these folks them putting a real battery in your back to make you feel like them skinny jeans on a nigga that's a fouty is what's happening. Come on, boy, you don't here looking like SpongeBob. And Brady just told you, hey, boy, you look like SpongeBob. Hey, boy, but these niggas dick ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, they dick ride. You know it. You know it. Yeah. You know they dick ride.
Certain shit, get your certain shit Monte, I have learned we can't use. You know what I'm saying? Like, dick pulling and dick riding. Yeah. I'm a firm advocate of that.
Yeah.
But we can't use those words anymore because...
Or the other shit,
of
the other side.
Every,
no, not the other side. Like, we them folk don't watch up. Until my goddamn...
Screen
drink. The people, like, because nigga DM'd me one time, like, damn, OG, so giving nigga proper dick, right? I said, yeah, if you're doing it excessively
yeah,
and the nigga ain't responding.
Yo, you doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
And the nigga don't know
nigga
you.
Yeah, nigga don't know you and you just, he ain't even responding.
You got a nigga that know you that he know for a fact that everything you do ain't it, bro. And he Tarzan. He you know.
What is he doing?
You got he hanging Tarzan. He hanging.
Hanging Tarzan.
Come on,
so
bro.
What's the fine line between dick pulling and hating? Because I'm going to tell the truth. That ain't it.
Telling the
you just got to be in the middle.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You gotta be in the middle, mute baby. You gotta be in the middle, mute baby, man.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta know when it's enough.
15
on
fuck.
You gotta be mute, baby. I ain't got that. Cause I done been caught up in that. Man, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. That shit ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit do you.
Yeah.
That's why I started the shit show. Like, right. I didn't want to rap. Come on, let's see. But, bro, that shit will label you a hater.
A hater.
Yes. Yes.
All that's why I stopped all that D-nigga, that D-nigga talk.
Yeah.
That shit lame.
Yeah.
Because you putting too many shoes
it's
on so many niggas.
Statement.
On too many niggas.
Yeah. Certain shit you can't even say because, get what, I could be saying some shit right now and a nigga got them title motherfuckers so I can fit them.
Yeah.
But they could be my man.
It's your man. Yeah.
They could be my man, but I could be speaking in general about some shit. And nigga be like, you know what? I can fit them shoes.
Yo.
And he'll just
what
stop
the hell
liking
he talking
you.
About? Yeah.
No, but he'll just stop liking you. Yeah. I ain't talking about him.
They're me.
Mm-hmm. Nah, but right. Since they fit the shoes, they like.
I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fuck with you. I'm mm-hmm. like that. Like, that y'all
hit.
Already know that how I am.
Yeah.
Like, I might be like, boy, these niggas whoop the whoop. And boy, look at here. Brother I got man. A cat over here. I'm talking about, I ain't even know you were punching your old lady in the face. I ain't even know this. I don't know that.
Yeah.
I'm like, boy, y'all niggas out here beating on these women. Boy, y'all niggas fucked up, boy. I got 2, 3, 4 niggas like, man, fuck that nigga.
Mm-hmm. He wants some smoke about that
he
shit.
He wants some smoke. Why ain't he even know this? He ain't never told me this. Yeah, he whooping on him. He whooping on him. You feel me?
Nah,
but I'm just on here like, hey, bro, that shit ain't right.
But that shit come with being in like the light in front of these cameras and shit. You gonna say certain shit that's gonna display your true character and everybody ain't gonna like it.
They ain't gonna like it.
Mm-hmm. That is a fact.
Everybody ain't gonna like it.
Man, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Certain shit that I can help, I try to not do it, but you know, I'm on live or some shit. I'm on Big Fats in my zone on that motherfucker Daily On, owned by a black man.
Yeah, it's up.
Fuck you, nigga. Y'all just said it. Fuck
you, nigga. Exactly.
That's just the approach. All that dick, dick pulling ass, nigga. Y'all niggas swinging from bathroom.
But get what? That's just the approach I take on life. Like, as I go through this shit, man, and this shit continue to grow gray here, man, you like me or love me, man. When I leave that motherfucker, I'm gonna be in a box by myself.
Facts.
My opinion gonna be my opinion. I ain't swaying it for nobody.
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about for nobody.
That's all I'm saying.
If I wanna say it, I'ma say it. If I feel it, I feel it. You understand what I'm saying? Nah, this shit ain't 50-50.
And
that's how I feel.
And I be trying to put like a little sense on it, because I can go too far.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What is too far though?
Too far, it's charged and white. That nigga going too far.
Shout of hell. No, but
like
hell
he
though.
Going too far?
No, when he pushing what he pushing, when he
ain't going too far because that's what he want to do.
That's what he want to do.
But I'm just saying, like
he do some shit that's super extra.
I mean, granted, he does stuff.
He clout chasing at this point.
He said
no, but
he said he does that as a character.
As a character to get people to understand like the bigger picture. So if his theory is, if I got to come out here and say some like crazy ass shit straight to the point to get all you niggas to look at me and listen.
But shit, once we looking at you and listen, where's the other character that's making me understand?
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because you keep going on that character. Y'all nigga pull up over here, nigga, with the stick. I'ma shoot one of y'all pussy ass nigga. When do you give? When do you turn that off and say, look,
y'all heard what I said, but this is what I mean.
I'm not gonna repeat it.
I get what you're saying. Like, what if he had, when does he get out of character?
Yo, when
like
do you get out of character
that,
and
but
say
then he
this
go has like a YouTube where he breaking down all the other
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, because when you sit here saying, fuck Nipsey Hussle,
but
you didn't explain it.
What he's saying really is, he's saying he know what come with what he's saying, and you ready to
really
stand on
for it.
That's what he said. He said he know what come with it. See, that I just can't. It'll be unfathomable if a nigga felt like I need to catch you and bust your shit open.
He wrong.
He wrong.
Yeah.
See, but he know.
Yeah.
The shit I'm saying can get me dealt with.
Yeah, it gonna get me.
And
dealt
I'm ready
with.
To die.
So, shit.
But shit, even with that,
he in
you look
lane
at,
with that.
You look That's back at it. Had. Home went the other day. And he said, man, to the Crips or whatever, I apologize. You know what I'm saying? That made me he apologized. The Crips and Nipsey, I apologize.
I saw that.
See, at that particular point, that ain't me. Mm-hmm. I'm standing on what I stand on. You understand what I'm saying? See, that made me look back at everything you done ever said, like, damn, Playboy, you really was just being a character, and it wasn't for the betterment of our people. Because that's how you felt. I understood what you said when you said the Crips and niggas is in character and I don't know Nipsey. I know, because I tell my brother that all the time. Hey, boy, I don't know him. I know him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know Baby Jade. I might know Jade. Ooh, I don't know the person that's on. I do not know you, period. When you get to popping your shit and doing all that, that ain't what we do. We don't pop our shit on each other. That ain't how we do. I might not know DJ Scream. I might know Scream. Mm-hmm. So when you get to doing what you doing, I ain't coming down off of that for nothing.
Facts.
I'm willing to die about that. You understand me? So when he did that, I'm like, damn. Because my little cousin is a big fan of him. Like, super fan. But Buddy just go too far.
Nah, he just doing it on the internet, bro. I know a nigga like that. I grow up around niggas like that.
Yeah.
They just speak and say what the fuck they want to say.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, however it go, like, That's just the typical nigga out the hood, especially old niggas.
Yeah, I'm like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the typical nigga. He just doing that shit on the internet.
Yeah, I say whatever. I'm just...
Because a lot of niggas agree with a lot of shit the nigga be saying besides, you know what I'm
saying,
when you
speaking
on the
beat
shit.
They gonna tap you and say it in your ear like, why you said some real shit? But they ain't gonna never uplift that you said some real shit in front of their fan because they got one nigga, that hater, or that Tarzan. They got Tarzan over there that always making them feel like, why you a real nigga, cause you sitting here, you sitting back being quiet on some shit that you know it's a hummer. All
right.
Like Kevin Samuel, that nigga ain't saying no bullshit.
Man, that man ain't saying no bullshit.
That man ain't saying no bullshit.
Period.
They were happy to die. They do a parade on that nigga.
Nah. Right. Some of that shit be bullshit.
Nah.
What? Some of the shit Kevin Samuels be saying, one thing he said, a woman over 30 with no kids, a successful woman over 30 with no kids doesn't have much value to her.
With no kids?
With no kids. That's what that man said. A woman over 30, successful, with no kids, has minimal value. Like, she doesn't have a large value of her. Like, a successful man won't fuck with her, too.
He's saying that because most of the time, you got to break this shit down. You take a woman over 30 that's super successful, I call her a modern-day woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's a modern-day woman. Which modern day women, they what we talking about now with most men. They popping their shit. I don't need a nigga for shit. You're not valuable because you don't need a nigga for nothing. That's you understand what I'm saying? You don't want to be led. You don't want to be protected. You saying all that
you're
shit.
You're not valuable to a man.
To a man. That's what he was saying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he not telling you you're not valuable because most of the people didn't realize what his platform was. Women was getting on his platform saying, hey, why can't I get a top 10 man? Why can't I have a man in the top 5 or top 10% of men? So they was going on there saying, hey, what's wrong with me? You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Women was getting on there saying, hey, all he was doing was psychologically setting you up. I'm not going to tell you ugly. I'm going to tell you Beyonce is an 8 to me, right? Mm-hmm. And Kelly Rowland is a 10 to me, mm-hmm. right? He going to ask you what you think you is. He didn't tell you, oh, baby, he looking at you. He never told you, oh, you a 5? You going to get on there and tell?
Nah, because some women, he did. Because some women would say,
when he first came out,
like, some women would say, well, I feel like 8. I'm a 7. And he'll be like, it's no way you feel like you a 7. If I just, like you just said, if I said Beyonce
that's
an 8.
That's exactly the point that I just made. I set you up to say you said it first.
He setting the bitch up to say that she a 2.
You fucking right. You said it first. You told me you was an 8.
You trying to get the truth out of
it. Yeah, I got the truth. You told me you was an 8, and I just told you Beyonce was an 8. And I'm sitting here looking at you. Now, you really going to do this to yourself? You really going to do that? Come on, now. You ain't looking at yourself. You know that ain't official. You know you don't look like fucking Beyonce.
He said Beyonce an 8.
Yo, yeah, he gave Beyonce the 8. Beyonce was 8.
And Kelly was
a 10. Kelly was the 10 to him.
Because he felt like Kelly looked better.
I do like Kelly.
I do like Kelly, too.
He was saying she was more natural and she ain't had no work. She ain't did nothing to herself.
Beyonce married, so that probably would make her 8.
Kelly married, too, huh?
Yeah, Kelly, I think
she probably is now, but when he first was doing what he was doing.
I still want to see Kelly with Nelly.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But yeah, I just feel like Kevin, I feel like a lot of the shit he was saying, it did have facts to it. Like, especially when he was speaking of like of high power men or like very successful men, of them wanting women that can like stroke their ego. Like, why would he want a woman that's going
to stroke their ego? You want support. A woman to stroke your ego, bank?
Did he say stroke the ego? What
do
I
mean?
You need your ego stroke. You need a woman to tell you every day you look handsome, good, you handsome, good, smart, you got that shit on, babe. You this. Ooh, you that
shit. Yeah, I like that shit.
But do you need it?
I don't need it, but I like it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like Kevin Samuels was basically saying that, you know, as a successful man, you don't need no woman that's going to feel like she needs to go out there and work or like she ain't got to do certain shit around the house. Like, why would you want to deal with that? You better off going to go get one of these girls that you could pretty much build.
But
it's fucked up for women, though.
That's basically what he was saying.
It's fucked up for women, though. But he said, I ain't going to say I agree with the nigga because he gone. And I ain't going to be the nigga that Kevin Samuel got them push
big
him on.
Big fan, yeah.
But what I'm saying is he was saying
opinion.
But he was saying a lot of shit that make a lot of sense.
Yeah, for sure. Was. I ain't gonna lie.
But basically, I feel like when...
Because it's like women still be stuck on that same dream as a kid, like the princess dream. Yo. I mean, the prince dream.
Man,
like
you said it
a prince
best.
Or a king.
You
or
said it best. Nigga. Every woman wanna try to like create that. This
but
perfect
that's not gonna
nigga,
happen.
Man.
I'm not... It's not about creating...
After a certain amount of time, if you didn't get... Shit. If you didn't get that man... out of high school or your first love,
no.
You're going to have to take some of that shit off your list.
Yeah, you got to check some of that shit off.
I don't agree.
How?
Come on.
That's why so many women are single.
Come on, baby.
Because at least two of them. You can't have that.
You better understand that 80-20.
Come on,
man. No, but I agree you're not going to get a perfect Prince Charming, but you can't sit here and say, like, if that first one around that, you know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying. The nigga you grow with be turning to that nigga.
Yo, he gonna
your
turn
prince,
soon.
Your king, whatever, then that's what it is. But you ain't finna
go
if you
find
35,
him.
30, whatever, you got kids, whatever, you done been through a different relationship, some of that shit gonna have to be relaxed.
Yeah, you gotta chill on
certain
shit.
Because basically what he's saying is like, when it comes to black men, and the only reason I'm speaking on this, not because I'm a man, but because that's all I deal with, and I understand black men. When it comes to black men... rely heavily on trust. And when it comes to trust, they start kind of like chipping away at the trust early. So it's like, if you haven't been with this nigga since he was young, or if you haven't been with this nigga before he started going through life shit or whatever, then he's going to look at it like, okay,
you don't know me.
You don't know me and I can't possibly trust you or be loyal to you because you haven't been through enough shit with me.
It happens, but it's rare.
Yeah,
that shit rare. A lot of that shit happened, but it's rare. They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024. And we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun,
and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So at your age, are you married?
Mm-mm.
Single?
No. I'm in a relationship.
You're in a relationship. How long you been with Buddy?
Like 3 years.
3 years you've been with Buddy. You feel like Buddy, you ready to marry Buddy. You feel like Buddy super faithful. You trust everything he say.
Mm.
If he left his phone right here open, would you go in it?
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't.
Mm-mm.
At all.
No.
If somebody walked up to you today and told you, shit, goddamn, you old boy, goddamn fucking Jade and whoop, whoop, whoop. You gonna believe him?
Mm-mm. I'm gonna look at him and ask him.
And whatever he tell you, gonna go.
I'm gonna go with
you. You different. You rare. You understand what I'm saying? Because most women literally want every man, I know I deal with this a lot, to be that perfect nigga.
Because if I come into it and I meet you, mm-hmm. I'm way over 35. I'm 40. You get what I'm saying? I meet a woman, I tell a woman, hey, look, this is what I got going on. This is who I am. On the surface. Just the surface. I can't sell you no dream. I don't believe in selling dreams. I believe in telling you who I am, and then I know who I can be. See, I'm not finna meet no woman and tell her, oh, look, I'm looking for marriage. I'm looking for a wife. Every woman gonna attract to me at that particular point. Mm-hmm. Every woman can trust me when I'm right there in that light. Mm-hmm. That's mind fucking her. Mm-hmm. When I meet her and I tell her, oh, I just met you. I date other women. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I'm this. And you decide to continue to play with me. It's the Matrix. Red pill or blue pill. Pick your own poison. Because I just told you who I am.
Facts.
Right?
No, but this way get tricky at, Monte. They can hear all that.
Yeah, but they believe they can mold you.
Yeah, my pussy gonna be different
than everybody
else. It's gonna change him.
Yeah.
That's what they always think.
I'm gonna change his mind.
I'm telling you who I am.
Right? I'm telling you this, but throughout the process.
I'm showing you and telling you.
No.
But then once I start to create feelings and you start to create feelings, you're letting me know you really want me to lie to you.
You want me to lie to you.
That's what you're telling me.
No.
I could have told you from the beginning. No.
Because what happens is, in that whole little situation that you just said, right? Mm-hmm. You told me you date other women. You tell me this, whatever. The moment as a woman, the moment that you do a little bit extra of what that list you gave me, like instead of normally if you come over after we have sex, you get up and leave. But the moment you lay up with me, now things change in a woman's
head.
But I
lay up my other bit too.
No, but I'm just saying, the point I'm making is if you lay out your list of this is what it's going to be.
I didn't lay out my list and say that I'm not romantic.
No, but I'm just saying, whatever your list is, if you lay it.
That go to womanly shit right
now. Yeah, I'm being a woman. I'm telling y'all how that shit is.
That's unfathomable.
What I'm saying is the moment you do
lay up, period. That's just
but I'm just saying the moment you
tell you
or even if you say all that shit, right?
Yeah.
And then now let's say something happened with her car and she call you and you be like, okay, I got you, blah, 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 and you fix that shit for her.
I can't be a good nigga.
No, I'm just telling you, as a woman, what happens now? Now you just went up, you just
basically she's saying that. Once you go the extra
once
mile
treat
or,
it like a dog,
or you go the extra distance, then that's going to be the smoke over the mirror.
How? You tricked yourself?
Yeah, you
know.
No, you failed to communicate.
But I'm saying, that's what she's saying.
I feel what you're saying, but you failed to communicate.
No, he communicated.
You assume.
No,
he communicated
with his. He communicated your negative. Let's say we sit here and do negative, positive, all of that. You tell me, like, out of this relationship, this is what I'm going to do for you. This is how this shit going to work, and we going to agree to this. That happened with a lot of people. Like, mm-hmm. especially if y'all not doing we're together. We just fucking around situationship. Mm-hmm. We say, okay, we're going to do this. This is the rules and the regulations of this. The man does something extra or he sit there and give her a little bit more attention, now in her head,
does she supposed to communicate, hey, baby, this extra is making me feel different?
She's supposed to communicate.
I think so.
Hey, baby, don't get caught up in that because I'm still a fuck.
I'm still doing what I'm doing.
Flowers.
Give me a chance. Don't assume. That's still assuming.
Flowers keep in mind.
That's still assuming.
Keep in mind what I'm saying. We still in our.
But it's like.
What I told you was still in my. I'm still telling you who I am because I'm dating.
Assuming,
you get what
woman,
I'm saying? I'm not telling you that I can't get no
like
feelings
said,
or none of that.
But it's like, you made me feel like my pussy getting a little bit different.
When it comes to the extra shit.
I feel what you're saying.
When it comes to the extra shit and a nigga going above and beyond or whatever, a lot of women don't feel comfortable communicating that because they don't want to fuck it up.
Exactly. Because even if she do communicate it, you may be like,
oh,
bitch,
baby,
I didn't want all that.
Shit.
So
yeah,
now she got to sit back in it.
Let me tell you.
No, women, she's absolutely right.
No, you're right.
Because you could be doing something.
It
we just got to.
Cake and eat it too.
Oh, I want to ask him. But if I ask him, he may think I'm being
the
right.
What's the difference? What's the difference between, okay, you just did that.
She's looping herself in the worst situation.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you wouldn't.
It's a cake and eat it too type of thing.
Exact right thing.
Why women always got to take a higher
role? So that's the same reason.
We put ourselves in the worst situation.
You said what?
Why do women always got to take that approach? Like, it's always, y'all got to be the victim.
Thank
what you mean we got?
Why
to be-
do women always
got to
be the victim?
You saying you don't want to say nothing. You don't want to get a clarification.
Yeah, just
hey, baby, this new shit. I'm starting to like this new shit. What are we doing?
Because what happens
at
baby,
that point?
No, you
don't want to hear the nigga say, "Nah, it's same shit."
Yes,
that's what it is.
You can't do that.
So
you want the victim? You lying?
Wait, hold on, y'all.
You lying?
Back up. Let's back up.
You lying?
Two things.
Lying ain't cool.
Fuck you.
Because he wasn't lying to you.
You lying to yourself.
Listen, I agree. agree with what you said. Yes, I'm slick lying to myself. But
slick
like,
hoping.
Hold on.
And then you're going to be upset with the nigga when he tell you.
This like, ain't what
he caught with Sarah.
Yo.
Now you upset.
It's really exactly. more so with the
when
fuck
he already
Jay.
Told you he was going to get caught
I get
with
what Jay said.
It's really more so that. Because if a woman sit here, we put all the shit on the table. Yeah. And then you do something. You start bringing me flowers. Jay set me up for failure. That's funny.
We
you bring me flowers. You,
no,
you
I'm
bring
just,
me, no, listen.
I
you bring me flowers
you.
Now.
That's,
you bring
I'm a
me
nigga
flowers
whisperer.
Now. Like, I
so
get it.
Now, that shit was good last night.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
not saying that I want to marry you.
But look, what Jay is saying is, I'm not going to come and get that clarification now because I don't want
You don't
want to
fuck
be,
the flowers up.
I don't want to fuck the flowers up. And I don't want to be the bitch that y'all was just complaining about. Like, oh, this, ever since I did
but
this, now
what?
She started
what
doing
What you going to end
shit.
Up being when you catch me doing some other shit? The bitch that I'll complain about. Instead of being the transparent
we
bitch that say,
win.
Hey, what's going on with this?
Yeah.
Me and Kate
I'm getting
win.
In my feeling.
The only way we win. You know what? The only way a nigga...
I'm getting to my feeling, baby. Tell me. Explain this to
explain
me.
Explain it to
me. This shit feel too good.
Exactly. And the only way
well,
we
men don't even make it like that, though.
But communication.
You
don't
make it
like that.
But men don't make it like, okay, y'all may be the rare three.
Oh, no,
but
I ain't
I'm
the
saying,
rare three.
Men,
I'm crying. I ain't the rare three. I'm going to keep
Men don't make it easy for women to feel like, you know, this to all my ladies out there. Men don't make it easy for women to feel like they can just openly communicate how
now,
they feel at that moment. Because a lot of
no one should stop you from communicating.
That's cool.
Roll with
you,
the punches.
Nobody should.
What we how we started. What I said. Ain't nobody gonna stop
yes.
me from being who
not.
I am.
Exactly.
If you are a communicator, communicate. See, me did what I tell any woman. You have to communicate with me. You get what I'm saying? Because at a certain point, it's just like me, I'm going to communicate with you. If I'm knocking on you, I'm doing what I'm doing. And I got my boundaries. I done damn near told you my boundaries. Hey, that pussy snake, I fuck around and hit you. And that pussy snake, I'm going to tell you that pussy snake. I'm going to communicate that. But you scared to tell me that I gave you a rose and it's making you feel a certain type of way?
Yes.
Come on, love. You
yes.
can't do that.
Yes.
You understand
yes.
what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
You can't do
yes.
that.
Yes.
Communication
yes.
is the key to everything.
Yes. Yes.
I agree with y'all.
You trying to keep him going on.
Yes. Yes.
Ego boosted, but I'm trying to be a hunter with you about
yes.
what I got.
No,
yes.
I don't even think it's really ego being
it's
boosted.
Ego.
That's just like
sit
a woman asking you. Hold on, that's just like
nigga
a woman
find
asking
you. Flowers in the next nigga didn't.
Get what?
You want that?
That's just like a woman asking you. Are we in a committed relationship?
Yeah.
Some people commitment are different.
They different. Every commitment.
Yes,
is different.
I'm committed to you.
I'm
but I'm
to
committed to her too. We got a committed relationship.
No.
Hold up. It's
a commitment is different.
You can't say what commitment
yeah,
is to everybody.
Everybody commitment different.
You can't
no.
say what.
That's how you come
in. I'm saying, babe, I'm gonna rap. My commitment is I'm gonna make sure you're straight. I'm with you 100%. Whatever I got.
Y'all
your
see,
back,
women take commitment as saying,
okay, that's see, what my commitment is to you.
Women look at commitment as monogamous situations. Y'all
yeah,
take that and say
and
it's a monogamy. They two different things.
Yes,
monogamy
man.
And commitment.
Y'all don't get
it. You got them right.
Monogamy.
And I can commit to the fact that this is what we doing.
I'm committed,
I'm committed
to big facts.
To this.
Right.
But I, that don't mean I ain't going to do shit, yo.
Thank you.
Right.
That don't mean that. I'm committed to whatever we agree. We
it's
agree.
You ask me, baby, you give me flowers or win the commitment relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will.
Yo. But get what?
We are.
I'm committed to the same thing, so something different on the other side.
I will say, like, women got to over
Niggas commitment.
No, I tell women this all the time. Like, especially when you meet a guy, you got to ask, like, if he got a relationship in, like, 7 different languages. Like, are you in a relationship? Okay, is it a bitch that's going to try to fight me if they see me with
you?
You
do.
Is it, like...
But what kind of nigga
gonna tell you all this?
Somewhere crazy about him?
Yeah.
If you don't even want him.
Get what?
God, you don't. Yeah.
You don't want a nigga that ain't got a bitch somewhere. Somebody got to be crazy. I'm a crazy ass baby mama.
Let's do this.
I'm a crazy ass exit. Somebody.
Nobody
wants no nigga who don't nobody want.
Let's go 180. What female ain't got a dick in the coma? Name one. You can't.
Crickets.
This shit the same.
Jimmy the Cricket.
Name one. Jimmy the Cricket.
Bruh,
cause get
cause I can lay up with you for 2 months
I hate
straight.
This show.
I love
shit.
You.
I hate this shit.
That don't mean.
That's why the trust so fucked up.
What? That don't mean you love her.
That don't mean I don't.
That's why the trust so fucked up.
Well, why that?
Because it's on both sides. What nigga ain't got a female deeply in love with him? And what woman ain't got a dick in the corner? Y'all got it. To be honest, y'all got it better than we do. For a nigga to get...
Nah, I ain't gonna agree
with that. Nah, we don't.
And women got it fucked up.
No. I'm just saying...
They got some nigga that'll fuck them.
When I say they got some nigga that'll fuck them, that's what I'm saying in terms of the sexual side of it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Because for a nigga, women always tell me, oh, I know you fucking. Bitch, it's hard to get some pussies when you a certain type of nigga at that time. But for a woman, you can go right in that phone, pick that motherfucker up and call Joe Blow from 10 years ago. Oh, yeah. Married.
He ready.
But it can't wait.
He can't wait. What?
What? Oh, for real? What I need to do?
Yes.
What time?
And I'm going to tell you.
I hit you when you mad, you're going to be like, oh, this nigga bitch tripping on it. You're going to hold out on
it. What make it so hard for niggas to trust that shit is because dealing with other slick ass bitches.
Yes, sir.
Like, you got bitches are playing out. You know what? I'm going to have a lunch break in 2 months.
Yeah.
It's going to last 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to go knock butt off.
No, she planning this shit with you.
You know it's true. That's
she planning some shit. She planning to fuck you 2 months in advance.
2 months in advance. Yo, she already know.
She texting you every other week. We're a week closer.
Oh, God. Hey, on everything.
You know what I'm saying? This bitch got this shit mapped out. This nigga ain't going to never know.
Yo,
2 months. He's going to be at a convention in such and such. Yo. And I'm going to have a lunch break for 2 hours.
Baby, what you got to do on March the 26th? You sure you need your feet rubbed that day.
She's sending you,
she sending you
pictures of wine she got in her friend's house. I got this wine for us.
Yo, straight up.
I got this for us. Come on, no, man. Sneak his head.
And see, y'all women, to be honest, women feel like a lot of men give women too much credit in terms of, oh, we do shit better than y'all. Right?
Say it again.
I don't agree. Women give, they be like, oh, we cheat better than y'all. We do this better than y'all.
No, I don't think so.
It's not exactly because the only issue with that be like a nigga like Bang, he might not give a fuck. He don't care to. We live in the same
don't
exact
get
world.
Caught.
We breathe the same air, right? We live in the same world. Everything that's accessible to me is accessible to you.
Facts.
I just might not give a fuck about picking up your phone.
Never.
To go in that bitch.
Because I get what? I don't want to see it.
I don't want to.
I don't want to see it. I ain't trying to catch it. That shit got hit me in the face like, ah. I gotta see you.
Yeah.
Other than that, I ain't trying to go searching for some shit that.
Yeah. So if a nigga
search, see that shit.
Your cheating game fucked up just like him.
Some shit is gonna break your heart.
Yeah. Man, these bitches got all kind of apps, man.
Yeah, they doing all type of shit.
Look like a calculator, but it's a call. It's you can call somebody.
Yeah.
Like, man, come on, man. You know, we're going through all this.
Man, when I was young, I learned this shit early.
My
first love had a nigga she was fucking with name saved in her phone up under her brother. I said, this bitch strong.
No, that shit made me want to fight. You can add two numbers.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about they got, there were 20 years ago, though, right? Two
and another nigga number up on his business number.
Yeah. But that mother going to pop up a brother every time.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm young, though. I'm like, damn, this shit strong. Like, it going to go that far? Like, this your brother calling? I'm seeing a nigga calling. I'm like, damn, bro, just call. Okay, cool. They're gonna taint you as a man.
So slick, man. I was just at the Smoothie King, and Tropical Cafe. I hope Bud ain't looking. Bruh, I had my phone in my hand, right?
Yeah.
Ordered my smoothie. Bitch, Al dropped me her contact. I was like, whoa, that's slick. Whoa!
That deep.
I ain't never seen that.
That deep.
Futuristic.
That deep. That's deep.
I ain't never seen that.
Yo, that deep.
That's a good one.
Yo, that
and
deep.
He was right there?
They was talking and chatty-watty.
That's deep. That
like, ching.
That L-drop. Deep.
Damn, what if you'd have been fucked up like, hey, this you?
He'd have been a hater.
He'd
have been
a hater. Ass
I just declined the shit.
Wow, that's strong right there.
What?
Damn, Sam.
I ain't never seen that before.
Right. Damn, Sam.
I never even seen that before. Like,
that's grown.
Motherfucker,
I seen
drop,
a motherfucker airdrop a picture
content.
Or some other shit. Yeah, I didn't see an airdrop pop
airdrop
up.
You pictures, you not
can,
like...
But then I went back and see, like, man, how you do that? Oh, you can airdrop your contact.
Wow.
Your whole contact card.
Yeah, that's grown.
Emails, all kind of shit.
Yeah, that's grown. Yeah, that's
that deep right there, kid.
Hey, she wild, but in for a run for his money.
And don't beat her up, man. Don't beat
her. He probably sicked her on him.
He probably already whooping on. She trying to get out of here.
Hey, that's Bank. Send him your airdrop. You don't know. It's
2022
now.
These motherfuckers do play five now.
Yeah.
What they gonna do?
But he ain't had nothing to do with
that.
Yeah. He ain't had nothing to do with that.
Nah,
you trying to play devil's advocate.
I'm just trying to make these women seem like we just out here reckless.
No,
like
I'm just saying they just slick.
These women here.
I'm say, goddamn, you ride down the street, see two dogs fucking, but you don't never see cats fucking. They have a whole bunch of kittens, though.
Yeah.
Where them kittens come from?
Yeah. Now that for real.
Meow!
All you do is hit him. You don't do nothing but hit him. You hit him now. In the right time of night, you will hit
him. You see niggas stuck on dogs and everything. Like, damn, stuck. Kids, the motherfuckers so quiet.
Yeah, they quiet and they tan up shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and they evil as fuck.
It's just women trying to understand men and men trying to understand women.
It's unfathomable.
Unfathomable. It is.
Shit is impossible. And I'm not saying I'm neither one of them dudes. Let me sit there straight. But I'm just I just seek understanding. You know what I'm saying? I come peace, love. I just require that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I try to enlighten women. That sometimes when I put shit on the platform, women be like, oh, you a fuck? No. That don't mean I don't have a love life. That don't mean I don't have nobody I care about. Even the women that I care about, the woman I care about, it's like I'm always trying to get a motherfucker to understand what peace is. You get what I'm saying?
That's good saying.
You know what I mean? Like, it's always trying to get a motherfucker to understand the different side. A man, I don't give a fuck what now niggas say. A man gonna settle where he has peace. You feel me? He gonna... And when I say that, I say this. He gonna settle there. Look.
Shot o'clock.
It don't mean he ain't gonna be who he is.
Right.
But she gonna gain more of him than any other woman that's trying to disrupt his life.
Men could find peace in chaos?
Some niggas like chaos. It depends on what kind of household they grew up in and how they grew up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some niggas like chaos. Like me, I'm a nigga that's gonna express myself. So if I get into a certain type of debate about certain type of shit, a motherfucker think I like drama. I don't like drama. I am a violent motherfucking person that I'm trying to correct that in my life. I grew up around violence, trauma. So I don't want that. But if you come at me on some bullshit, I'm going to check you on that shit. I ain't going to let you just think that's what's up.
Yeah.
You ain't going to just say what you want to say to me and think that shit okay.
Facts.
So if it warrants an argument, bitch, I'm going to argue with you. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? And it's, oh, that nigga like that. No. Move on. I'm going to pick and choose my battles. You get what I'm saying? But I'm one of them dudes. I'm going to settle where there's peace. Like, I like peace. If I told you who I am, this what it is, this what I'm on, we cool. But if you want to try to conflict everything I say, you want to be combative towards everything. You can't be like that. You can't be this. You can't be that. I already told you who I am. Right. You trying to change who I am.
Nah, them folks just feel like at the end of the day, because I done had this conversation, they just feel like, All right, you said that's who you were, but I thought you was going to grow up.
Yeah.
Grow up? To be what? To do what?
So you saying
you thought the things that I was doing was childish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going to grow out of being...
And that's going to start another fight.
No, growing out of being
but here's
childish.
The thing,
that's
though.
That's going to start another fight.
Here's the big thing to it that we all forget. I never told you the positives of what I wanted in my life. I only told you the things...
That you needed to prepare for.
To prepare for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I want to be married. I'm not telling you
to
that.
To give you a false expectation that I might want to marry you.
Exactly. You get what I'm saying? Because I can have any woman that I want if I tell them what they want to hear. I sit at the table with you on a date. And I run my resume down. Boom. In my resume, it say I want another kid. I didn't listen to you tell me that bullshit. You feel me? I tell you, I want
to
be married.
Yeah, nigga know how to be the perfect man all the back.
Come on,
like,
man.
What?
Nigga be the perfect man. I tell women
that.
Hear you out. Come on, man. I'm listening to you. You don't even know you telling me this shit.
You know what? Damn, baby, I mind right here. We right here together.
We here together.
Right here.
This nigga know he just want to hit.
God sent you. God did.
There's some niggas out here that done married some chicks that didn't want to get
ignorant
nigga. You got that fat ass on you. Them night titty. You telling nigga I ain't going to fuck till I'm married. Why is some niggas out here to marry? I know one.
What?
I hope you watch.
What? Marry a bitch for what?
In 14 days, they were the divorce.
For some pussy?
For some pussy.
He cold.
He cold.
He cold.
And some niggas out here do anything.
If that nigga ain't got on the AP,
That challenge, that boy.
Go in the distance with 4-2.
Yeah, like niggas gonna ride out.
That's fucked up.
Nah, I feel like goddamn... You get a certain age, men or women, you gotta kind of relax some of that.
See, I'm at a relaxed point in my life.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta relax some of your standards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not settle.
Okay,
but relax.
I might take a. I'm just speaking hypothetically, you know what I'm saying, at this point.
Speak on, speaker.
I might take a If I like fat ass and pretty woman,
I might take a little.
I'd take a
medium ass.
An ugly bitch with a fat ass. At this point. You know what I'm saying? That shit goes.
I'm shallow. Like, I can't do that.
Damn, as long as you got that ass.
Give me
the ass. I'm going to do what it do.
A pretty bitch and I buy her ass. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Yo. I don't know. Like at this point, what you going to do? Keep searching? Put miles on yourself?
Well, shit, don't your settle. Search. Your search.
Don't settle.
It's a
I'm not selling because God. I can like this ugly ass bitch and just, you know what I'm saying? Just put some makeup
but she
on.
She might have other qualities that make her attractive.
It all come back to 80-20.
She might be able to cook.
Man, she this might day, these days, you got to take 50-50, bro.
Yeah, you got to take
80-20 all the way over.
Yeah, that motherfucker dead.
50 a lot.
Get what? If you take a motherfucker that's shallow like me, like, how the hell do
you
I
shallow?
Break this? I'm shallow as hell. If I don't like it, I don't like it. Point blank, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like what I like. And I'm going to admit that to any particular
I'm
woman.
I'm
like,
glad I got married, man.
I ain't playing the game.
My life 28 years ago. I just be speaking from points salute. Of my friends.
Salute. No, salute that.
I just be speaking how my friends think, Shantae. I ain't talking about this.
Shantae.
I be getting in trouble about my damn podcast, man.
Yeah.
This should be a whole argument when this shit come out.
Yeah, these your thoughts. I get into it about that too.
I got people that be in my DM telling me to talk about this, man. They going through
I get the
shit.
Same thing.
Leave me the fuck alone.
I get the same thing, man. I swear to God, I do. Hey, can you talk about this?
Huh? What?
Like, I get that. I get in my DM. Hey, you could do a topic on
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I get to talk yeah, about it. And they're like, oh, nigga, that's how you feel.
Huh?
Yeah, give him a nice
screen. Screen and told that moderator position so he got to stay out, stay out of a lot of shit.
Hey, I had a partner one time call me and tell me, hey, man, you need a... My partner called screen it, dude. My partner called me one day. He said, man, you need a co-host on your little podcast. I said, for what? Yeah, man, you just got to have that balance. I said, a balance for what? I said, you going to be the balance? I said, bro, when I get to talk about niggas cheat, you going to pee out. You can't even have that conversation.
That what he
you ain't going to... You ain't going to have that conversation because get what? You don't want your old lady to feel like you doing. Nate, thank you. You ain't going to talk about that. So what the hell you look like being on here? We talking about some shit that's really going on. Any nigga on here that could talk about what really going on, whether you doing it or not.
Period.
We all got partners. We all see what going on. Then what going on, man?
This shit crazy being in a relationship. I mean, like, every time, every question your girl asks you sound like a suspicious, like she's suspicious.
Yeah, she's
or
suspicious.
Something.
Yeah.
Like,
because 9 times out of 10, when women do ask a question, they
really
know.
They feel
already,
like they know. They don't
we,
damn
who the fuck
know.
You know or not. Stop
really
sounding
know.
Like goddamn.
We really know.
You don't really know nothing.
Yes, we be
you
knowing.
You think you know.
When a woman asks
a
question,
I had a woman tell
like
me something, she told me she really
she
knew. I'm talking that shit all the way back.
They be wrong sometimes, but they be really knowing.
No,
too,
I see, like, 90% of the time, she be right.
Man,
she probably
guessing.
Said the wrong name.
Get what? We be
right.
Doing so much shit, all they got to do is guess one out the pot. And she be
you just some bullshit.
No, that's what we going on. That
I ain't never
me.
Got caught up with no woman though.
Yeah.
In my life.
No.
Never. I've had situations where I had to tell her.
Yeah, what going
like,
on? This
yeah,
what's going on.
Kids coming up and shit like well, I
did.
But
did.
I ain't never got caught like nobody on my phone on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
I ain't never
this
been
bitch looking
caught.
Like she finna go knock on my door. I need to tell her.
Don't tell her. Like, you finna go tell her this. She wasn't gonna even knock
yeah,
on door.
She old though.
Yo, you just gonna go like, on and put it on the table.
You crazy.
I go, got the power.
Let me go ahead and pick this out you, man.
But see, that's how women think though.
Well,
women like
think?
To go on, oh, my intuition and this and that. Man, all y'all be doing is guessing sometimes.
No,
you might
don't.
See a nigga liking.
No, what I'm telling you
yeah, you
is
might see
a
nigga
woman,
liking a picture and you
no,
be like, oh, you fucking that bitch.
No, it don't beat it. No, it don't beat it. What
like,
it is is that
real,
a lot of, what it
I ain't
is.
Bullshit. No. Even not even with you team, like with certain shit, like it be times like, especially a woman that's close to you and love you, they can tell you certain shit. And
yeah,
be
they
like,
watching your patterns.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Every nigga that my wife has said, that's a fuck nigga.
Yeah, he been a
fuck
nigga.
I wouldn't give a damn what he did, a nigga show. Boy, you was a complete fuck
nigga. Yeah, I've been through that.
Anytime I be like, nah, I don't think you should do that. That shit, and I do it, that shit don't go right.
Yeah.
If I don't, that shit don't go right. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I'm glad I ain't do that.
Yeah.
So you gotta trust the women intuition. That's just like your mama telling you some shit.
Yeah, my mama ain't never been wrong.
Grandma, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that's close to you like
that.
That
loves you.
They
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Because it's patterns and then it's just energy and stuff. And see, like a lot of women could just
like,
have it.
I be telling my cousin that, like, he create patterns with women. He going to talk to them at 5 o'clock every day. He going to do all this. So as soon as you break it, boom, you dead.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
you know what I'm saying?
See, like, that's why I'm glad I'm just goddamn just...
You just sporadic.
Indecisive in a relationship. Yo, like you never know sporadic. What it is because when you start that routine... Like, I got a homeboy right now, like, I know this nigga miserable. Like, bro, you done tricked yourself to be a nigga that you ain't... This ain't even you.
This ain't even you.
Yeah. This ain't even you, like...
Yeah, but soon as you be you, it's up.
He can't. He's stuck in it. No, like, stuck. I think he good with it.
Yeah, he just got to keep playing in character.
Amen, Nick Miller.
You think he miserable?
That nigga moved all out of town, all this shit, boy. Man, boy, you tripping.
How? Like, he in love. How you know love didn't take him out there and he didn't want to be in here around all y'all?
Bro,
was making
I'm not
miserable.
Moving to no motherfucking Phoenix with no bitch, man. Hey, my bad, man. To watch the kids and shit.
You don't know that, though.
Follow her job and her dream, boy.
Yeah, he following her. He ain't even being a man.
See, okay, I have a question. What is that with men? Like, why do men feel like if a woman is very, very, very successful, and then let's say he's a successful too, but then she may
he
have
ain't successful if he following her.
Hold on, you can be like you. A woman could be very, very successful, and a man could be successful too, but in her position, she may need to go out the state or something.
Go.
And in his position, he may still have the opportunities to go with her, but if he goes, everybody gonna look at him like, oh, you following up to this bitch.
What about his shit he had going on? What
but
he do
that's what I'm saying. He could still do his shit by going with her.
Not the nigga who follows
he
the female ain't got nothing going on.
He can do following her?
Yeah, like, no, you got people
that
have... That
don't make sense.
Yes, you got
people that make money. 9 out of 10, the man who following the woman, she doing everything. He ain't doing nothing. But ain't got nothing going on.
Yeah, nigga following the woman, he ain't got nothing going on. Yeah, he ain't got nothing going on.
Yeah, he ain't got nothing going on.
If I, let's go, baby. Your plans, I ain't got to make no preparation on nothing.
Nothing.
Hey, man, I'm going to do it.
He that nigga that he ain't paying nothing. He dropping dick, that's it.
I'm going to do it. Now, if she say, babe, I need to go in that money I gave you so we can do this, what do you think? Because now I'm the manager. If I'm managing the money... In the relationship,
who about to play with this nigga?
My job just offered me a job. Oh, what do you God. Think, babe?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But let me check our money.
So
to see.
It's all unfathomable.
That's different.
That's unfathomable.
All of it.
I'm saying, what's happening, pimp?
Yeah, say. Let me check. No. Let me check my palm pilot and see. No, I'm just keeping it 100, man.
Oh, God.
But I think we have went over time because quiet on the senators over there, goddamn. Waving and shit. Hey, Bate.
We appreciate you, bro.
Man, I appreciate you.
Let me check you out there, too. Let me check you out well.
Man, my Instagram is RichHomieMonte. Monta, no spaces. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all go follow me.
Well, I tell you, you be pissing them niggas off on your ground, too.
I supposed to. I'm just telling the truth. That's it.
The whole truth, that but the truth.
Pure hustler, bro. I ain't gonna do nothing but tell the truth, man. If it's a lie, call me out on it.
Big fact.
Hey, visit us, www.bigfactspod.com, at Big Facts
Pod. Stop lying yourself,
at Big Facts Friday. Salute. Appreciate y'all.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.